Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show here. So glad to have you. And make sure you go to balanceofnature.com. You'll hear me talking about this a lot, especially when I do tyrannical government preparedness, because, you know, having nutrients at your disposal and the best of the best kinds of nutrients, 31 fruits and vegetables, are certainly going to be an advantage to not only create a better immune system. We all need to eat better. We all need to have better habits. We all need to do things to kind of shore up for things that could be coming our way. And so I think this is a great way to get rolling on this, to get in action, to do some sort of action. Get over to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you order up some extra for your food storage. Highly recommend that. And then also make sure you're taking it every day, because I do believe that this is just a terrific product. I take it myself. So is my husband. We love it. And then also put in the code Kate. If you put in the code Kate, you will get 30% off and free shipping. Take advantage of it. And it's guaranteed. So you have absolutely no reason at all to put that off. Do not put it off. Make sure that you're doing something for your health. And above and beyond that, our food supply, we're in a lot of trouble with our food supply. Hasn't been the topic really for the last few months. And I'm sad about that, because our food supply is really in trouble. We really do need to get on top of this. I welcome you back to the show. I've got Joel Skousen. And Joel, for anybody new that's listening to the show today, any drive-bys on the highways, we get a lot of those too. Can you give us the minute snapshot of Joel Skousen?
Well, I am a former Marine aviator, and I have been trained in law, but by circumstances, I decided not to go into law because of the becoming a law of interpretation rather than a law of constitution. And so I started a design firm designing high security residence and retreat, did that for about 40 years, served as the chief of the Conservative National Committee during the Reagan administration, following my political science background. Mm-hmm. Started my World Affairs Brief in 1984. It was for a couple of years. Restarted it in the year 2000 when it became more needful, and wrote several books. One, Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. Another one, The Secure Home, everything about how to secure a home for the coming social unrest.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. And also, World Affairs Brief, go to World Affairs Brief. You'll get a snapshot on all the different stories that are coming out and what Joel Skousen's take on this is. We were just talking on the break about what we're facing. And in a previous hour, in a more localized hour, I was talking about all the things that we could do, get neighborhoods together, you know, have your barbecues and talk to your neighbors, know what skill sets they have. If you're in a lockdown situation, you know, maybe you can get together and sort of think about each other's skills and how to help each other through that a little bit more. And I'd love to get some of your thoughts on how to get through this, because we're in the age of technology and no other... Well, we haven't seen a lot of people have to deal with what we're going to have to deal with, and that is the state of surveillance. This is a tough one.
Well, first of all, people ought to engage in civil disobedience. Don't mm-hmm. wear a mask. The masks mm-hmm. are ridiculous. They're ineffective, especially the ones that don't clamp tightly around your cheeks and nose. And even if they do, you're going to be breathing a lot of your own carbon dioxide in, have reduced energy, and make yourself vulnerable more to illness. So masks... all the real experts will tell you they don't do any good. So be a civil disobedient person and don't wear a mask. I won't patronize stores that require, or businesses that require me to have a mask.
Yep.
And a lot of people need to try to agree with that. Now, in terms of surveillance, remember that we've got these new contact tracing apps on your cell phones. And you have to go to your settings and make sure you disable automatic updates, because these things are being downloaded without your permission onto your cell phone. And they turn on your Bluetooth so that they can interact with any other cell phone that's around you, and they can basically track you and of who you're interacting with. And they're building a blueprint of your life and who your contacts are by these contact-tracing apps. And so make sure that you turn your Bluetooth off, check your phone to make sure it hasn't been turned on automatically. If so, you know you've had a contact tracing app put on your cell phone without permission. Now, that's happening mostly with iPhones. If you've got an Android, you still can disable those. Apple is trying to make sure that you can't disable these apps.
Okay.
If you end up downloading the latest Apple OS, you will not be able to return to the earlier operating system. Apple has said that. And that's because they don't want you to go back and disable this contact tracing app. So this tells you which corporations, Google and Apple, have been joining forces to design this kind of contact tracing. They are spies for the government, and you should avoid them at all costs if you can. Now, in terms of your cell phone is your biggest tracking element that they have on you. The way to evade that is to get yourself an EMF pouch. This is a blocking pouch, which is normally foil lined, that can block the radiation from the cell phone, so they can't track you where you're going, because all cell phone companies now track your every movement, and now they're going to start tracking who you interact with. So keep your phone in a pouch until you need to use it. Sure, they're going to get your location once you pull it out and that cell phone tower pings you, but they won't have the tracking of where you've been with that pouch with the cell phone.
I have a company that's going to be coming on the show to talk about that very thing. So we'll have in the next week or two, we'll have them on the show, and they'll be talking about this technology and the blocking of your cell phone. You can keep it in a purse, and they've got all kinds of different ways to do it. And so we'll be talking about that in the future. And I'm so glad you brought that up. It's huge. That's a big deal. We need to do this. Yeah.
It is. In fact, I was using a non-cell phone up until this year when it got lost. And when I found it again, I tried to get it reactivated on Verizon. And they said, no, we're not reactivating any of those phones anymore. You have to have a phone that's 4G. They're purposely shutting down 3G acceptability on the networks because they can't track you as well without a smartphone. And I liked having a smartphone. It takes me 5 swipes or picks of the menu to make a telephone call on a smartphone. It took one button press with a non-smartphone. And so
it's a good point.
It's getting harder and harder to avoid those things. You've got to watch for the world, the Internet of Things, which is 5G driven. 5G is not really any greater health risk, actually, if you keep your distance and time from exposure down like you should with any cell phone. But there's going to be so many more smaller 5G antennas around, including in the products that you buy and bring in your home. I would never have Alexa in the home or any product that listening constantly for you to give a verbal command. They are spying on you and will continue to do so. Some of the newest technology, whether it's televisions and even refrigerators, are going to have 5G transmitters and receivers in them so that they can respond and track your habits and how you use your energy, as well as smart meters. So it's sometimes difficult to avoid those things, but I like staying with older technology. Don't get one of the new televisions that's going to spy on you. Try to stay with the older ones. You can still get very good televisions, but you're going to have to get them repaired, because through planned obsolescence, like the iPhone, they're going to want you to upgrade to their new spyware. You've got to be careful.
Do burner phones, are they not available anymore, the burner phones? Do they not work? Will they not provide calls anymore? And can you even buy them?
Yes, you can. You can still buy, the phones that are just, but they're going with 4G now, so they will have more, but they are fairly anonymous. In fact, one of the ways to keep your anonymity is have your phone that is your public phone number and your cell phone. Keep that at EMF pouch. And if you need to pull out something, pick up an anonymous phone and make your call to it.
Right. These are just things we're just going to have to start realizing and thinking about. And like you said, Sanyo already came out and said, hey, this was years ago, several years ago on the show. Yeah, we know. We put listening devices in TVs and in our TVs and in our refrigerators. Too bad. Oh, well, I mean, it was funny how people didn't even blink an eye. I mean, that's weird. And they didn't blink an eye. So,
Well, the key to that, though, is still, even though they have listening devices, they don't work unless that television is connected to the Internet. So you can go in settings and keep your television disconnected from the Internet, and then they can't spy on you. Now, they do try to record And when you do log on to something that needs the internet, they can download that information. So they're pretty sneaky, but you have to really work hard to keep your privacy nowadays.
Oh, it's so true. And so, you know, coming up on this next year, do you see rolling lockdowns for quite a long time?
I think the public is going to be very, very reluctant to accept another shutdown of the economy. Mm-hmm. Restaurant owners are going to scream bloody murder. You know, it's one thing to be, that's why they're going to this social distancing and wearing of the mask thing, because it keeps people under control, under the yesmanship of control, without actually further destroying the economy. And I'll tell you, and the main topic of this week's World Affairs Brief is the permanent damage being done to the economy. The economy is going to take a 30% hit in the second quarter. We don't even know what the third quarter is going to be like. That's a major lack of vigor in the economy. Trump is they're trying to destroy Trump and make America great again with this kind of economic hit. But it's I would suspect that there's probably up to 20% of small businesses are not going to reopen and not going to survive this because of the mortgages that they have to pay. Even companies that are coming back into business, because the demand has dropped about 50%, even in restaurants where you can't go in and sit down most of the time, you have to wear masks. People just are saying, I'm not going to a restaurant. Right. They're having to lay off employees. So we have now 48 million people on unemployment, and they've even opened it up to self-employed people to claim unemployment benefits.
Jeez.
They also looks like they're starting to really nationalize some things too. I think, you know, as far as the bailouts are going, and we're going to see more increasing bailouts if they keep this nonsense up, like the airlines, you know, that part of the funding for the bailout is we own part of this. Now we get to call the shots all the time. And that's a scary thing, because isn't that fairly new to have government ownership?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. I think the airlines simply can't survive with the low passenger rates that they're flying now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even if they could have survived with the bailout. The bailout's only temporary. You know, they've got so many loans out for those airplanes. They owe the bank, you know, for billions of dollars in airplanes and airliners and things, and that's not going away. They're not going to be able to pay the bills. So either the government's going to have to get into partnership with them, as they did with the automobile industry, and this is a way to socialize things, or turn it into socialism, is destroying the economy and force them into a bailout.
Yeah, it's funny that when we're talking about the future, it really is kind of going in the way back machine. It's making sure that we can get together, maybe a lot more underground sort of movements, or kind of going old school with just about everything, because we really do need to turn off the TVs. We have to turn off these TVs, because the TVs are just this constant propaganda machine in our face. When we were in this lockdown, we got 24/7 propaganda. No wonder so many smart people I know were falling for this.
Oh, and nobody was really interviewing these so-called neutral journalists.
Right.
They weren't interviewing anybody who was really protesting this. It was everybody who was on board with this and saying, oh, this is just wonderful, taking care of each other, and that we're being safe in this. Yes. I mean, they never interviewed anybody who was hopping mad about this and had the evidence against them.
That's
just
so true.
One-sided journalism.
Yes. We're going to come right back more with Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief, worldaffairsbrief.com. Three words, worldaffairsbrief.com. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
People will call and they'll say, you need to get new actors. The ones you have are really bad. Those are truly actually the calls that people make into their health coaches to get help. I don't sit and tell you it's going to cure the coronavirus. What it does do is that chemistry goes in and it helps your body do what it needs. The reason there's so many different types of successes is because we aren't targeting anyone. All we do is help the body help itself, and whatever it finds and it can do and go in and work and fix, that's what it's going to go in and help do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.